I don't want to be at the mercy of my emotions. I want to use them, to enjoy them, and to dominate them. Oscar Wilde.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hello and welcome to the Essential Oil Revolution. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright. Thank you so much for tuning in with us here today. We have a fabulous episode here for you. We talk with one of my favorite returning guests, Jade Schutz, who is a brilliant aromatherapist. She certifies aromatherapists. She has been in the field for several decades and is just a wealth of knowledge. We're talking with her about emotions today, how essential oils can play a role in helping with things like grief, trauma, and resiliency, and the science behind the importance of smell when it comes to understanding your emotions, but also the emotions of others. Stay tuned for all of that, but first, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Congratulations to Joyce Kinsis, who is the winner of this month's DIY dugout giveaway. You have won a bottle of orange essential oil and our favorite ebook of essential oil recipes. Congratulations, Joyce, and thank you for your recipe. Joyce's recipe is called Sweet Tea Diffuser Blend. To make the Sweet Tea Diffuser Blend, you'll need 4 drops of lemon and 2 drops rosemary. Diffuse and enjoy. As a Southerner, I really appreciate this recipe, Joyce. Thank you for submitting it, and congratulations again for being our winner. You can enter to win our monthly giveaway simply by emailing us your DIY recipe. Email us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. Don't forget to include your name, where you're from, or your website, and your original recipe that includes essential oils. Thanks so much.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Well, I'm here with Jade Schutz, who is one of my favorite guests. She's been on the show several times. I think you probably hold the record for the most return guest spots on our show, Jade. Well, awesome. I love everything that you do. For those that don't know, Jade is the founder and director of education for the School for Aromatic Studies. And this is a school that offers dynamic, innovative, and professional aromatherapy education programs and certification programs. Jade, you have a great passion, not just for aromatic plants and essential oils, but empowering aromatherapy and education and aromatherapists. So I just always appreciate what you bring to the show. Thanks for being here with us today. How are you? How have you been?
Thank you, Sam, for that intro. I have been well. It's gardening season, so I've already started prepping the gardens, and yeah, life is good right now for sure. Thank you.
So what you wanted to talk to us about today revolves mostly around essential oils for emotional well-being, grief, trauma, resiliency, which I think there's really no better shining tool to use for emotional well-being than essential oils. But I might be a little biased. What's your take on it?
Yeah, I mean, well, aromatics overall have a profound effect on our emotional well-being. And I feel like it's the new frontier for, not the new per se, but do you know, there's like an olfactory or sense of smell revolution occurring as we begin to appreciate the power of our sense of smell and helping us navigate and cope with anxiety, stress, just all the things that have occurred over the past few years. So yeah, I feel like this is the time for aromatics to shine in their ability to support us. Mm-hmm.
It makes me think of, there's a TV show I've been watching. This is so embarrassing to admit to thousands of people, but I've gotten really hooked on some really trashy, bad reality TV lately. it's called Below Deck, and it goes behind the scenes of charter yachts, like, you know, $20 million yachts that rich people rent out for a weekend, and it kind of covers the staff and the crew. And, oh my God, I'm so obsessed. I don't even understand it. My husband is like, why are you watching this? I'm like, I don't know, but I can't stop. Anyway, there's one of the crewmates. She's like the lead stewardess, and she is nose blind. She has anosmia, which is the complete loss of the ability to smell. And she also suffers from resting bitch face, which like, I just can't help but think there's a connection there. Like, she's one of the just most emotionalist people. They think she's a robot. You know, she just doesn't have a lot of range in her emotions. I'm like, there's got to be a connection there. The inability to smell has got to have some sort of effect on your emotional well-being. I can't deny the connection there.
Absolutely. That is fascinating. What an interesting show that it should have someone like that on there. So absolutely. I mean, the sense of smell can impact our ability to experience like empathy or connection with others, particularly on that emotional level. So, and even, do you know that there's this phenomenon of emotional contagion where we pick up the emotions of other people. And so she's missing that, right? This kind of empathy and connection with others, through our sense of smell. And it's not something we're like conscious of.
Yeah, it's clear. It's like you can see it. That's so interesting. Do they know why? I mean, is that like you're not smelling the pheromones? You're not smelling, I mean, can you smell the emotions of others? Is that, why is this?
You can. Do you know, they've shown like our body odor, and it might not, it's nothing that we can perceive. I mean, we might smell certain body odors that, you know, are more consciously available, but there's this unconscious kind of odor communication occurring between us at all times. And they have been able to show, this was years ago in a National Geographic, that when people are exposed to body odors of people who are like fearful, you know, who are like experiencing fear or anger, that the people around them show this increase of fear themselves or anger or irritability. So there is this kind of, and the same with when someone's feeling happy, there's a certain odor molecules we're releasing. And it's, again, it's not a conscious thing. It's not like, oh, I can smell you're happy today. Or, do you know, it's like kind of an unconscious. And then we, do you know, and like, we, co-regulate, so to speak, with that person. Oh, they're, you know, it's like, they're happy. We get this sense of happiness within ourselves. And there's like just our sense of smell gives us this ability to kind of recognize and interpret different social cues. So yeah, it's like really interesting. Yeah.
Wow, that's so fascinating. So obviously smell is a huge part of living and having emotions, perceiving emotions. How do we use this knowledge and this science to our advantage, especially when it comes to aromatics and aromatherapy?
Yeah, so I mean, essential oils or CO2 extracts, which are becoming popular, that belong within the essential oil palette, so to speak. So probably the most important thing to understand is that our sense of smell, when we're taking like an inhalation through our nose, that scent travels up through the nasal cavity and into the olfactory system, or our sense of smell system, which is basically the limbic system. And that area of our brain, which is an older area of our brain, is responsible for regulating emotions. It's attached to memories. And then it also will evoke certain behaviors. So if the aroma or the smell that we're experiencing, if it's something that makes us feel positive, or we have a positive memory-based association, well, that in and of itself can help like alleviate stress or anxiety. Our limbic system is where our sense of smell and the emotions that may come along with it are processed.
Yeah. And I'm going to assume here that no one oil or one smell is going to have the same emotional response in every human being. Like, we're all going to have our own connections to those smells. But are there in general any generally universal scents that tend to evoke a sense of peace or calm or happiness in most humans?
Yeah. So no, there's not. Because you're right. There can, I mean, our response to an aroma we're experiencing is linked to our memory. So in a lot of my classes, I like to share this story of sweet orange, because we often think of sweet orange as, oh, who doesn't like sweet orange? But I did have an experience years ago when I was teaching a class that I met a student that had a really negative response to the smell of sweet orange. So I asked her to become a client of mine so we could kind of figure out, because I was like, wow, who doesn't like sweet orange? And so I worked with her over about 3 or 4 months, and it ended up that within actually about 2 months into our work together, she shared this negative memory of that was linked to the smell of sweet orange. So that really got me thinking, you know, when people don't like certain aromas or aromatics or essential oils, one of the reasons they may not like it is because they have a negative memory-based association. So that, you know, but if they don't, then yeah, I guess I could say most people in general have a positive response to the smell of sweet orange essential oil, or, you know, as we're peeling an orange, that evokes a sense of like a childlike joy. Of course, there can also be cultural differences, you know, where there's different aromas based upon one's upbringing or the country you live in. So there might be, you know, I remember a student, can't remember where she was, somewhere where the nutmeg tree grew, like literally right in her front yard. She had a nutmeg tree. So she has these really positive associations with the smell of nutmeg. So, but there have been studies that show certain essential oils in general reduce anxiety, reduce stress, things like lavender, the citrus essential oils, even clary sage and geranium, you know, can reduce that feeling of anxiety. Mm-hmm.
That's so fascinating. Now, I want to talk about grief, grief and trauma. I mean, they don't always come hand in hand, but for those that are working through really difficult situations in life or are going through periods of grief, are there certain tools that you would want to equip them with, or protocols that could help them in those situations?
Yes. So I just took a course that we offer on grief, and I was fascinated with the woman who actively works within the hospice or palliative care environments. And it was really powerful to realize how much just having an aromatherapy inhaler can just recenter someone and be in the present moment to be able to process through whatever emotions they are feeling. And there are specific essential oils like rose, of course, rose essential oil, jasmine, lavender, the citrus oils, that if someone can just pause and maybe even use a positive affirmation and be smelling the essential oils to get them to be in the present moment, to grieve as they need to grieve, but also hold that space that, you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. And then with my own work and my studies on trauma, do you know, when people, because you're right, trauma is not always associated with grief, and grief is not always associated with trauma. So, but in my own work and study on trauma specifically, you know, I've been fascinated at the potential of essential oils through our sense of smell to support us as we use other tools, whether psychotherapy or EMDR, whatever the person feels drawn to again, affect this emotional shift within us to help us cope better, maybe reduce anger or just get us. One of the things in trauma that I know we try and do is to get people or the individual to be in the present moment, right? Because the trauma and the grief are about events that have occurred in the past, be it a few hours or days or even years. So essential oils do that. They bring us into the present moment. And again, I like to personally attach them to a positive affirmation or some type of meditation, because there's such a rich connection between our sense of smell and memory that includes both our emotional well-being, but also our healthy physiological state. So yeah, I hope that made sense. Yeah. You know, it's like,
no, that definitely helps. And you mentioned the use of a aromatherapy inhaler. And I think some folks might not be familiar with what that is. Can you sort of paint a picture of what that is and how those are used?
Yeah, for sure. So there's two types of inhalers, like personal inhalers. One's a plastic inhaler that has like a cotton wick inside of it. And each of those individual personal inhalers is, I put about 20 to 25 drops combined, although you could use a single essential oil. And so you basically either apply a blend or it's already in there, and you basically open it and take, you know, inhale through your nose, hold it up, like almost like, I think that Vicks has like a nasal inhaler. And then there's also metal inhalers, and these have like a glass tube that also has a cotton wick in it where you put your essential oils, close it up, and again, you inhale from the personal inhaler as needed throughout the day. So it's kind of a portable aromatherapy. You can put it in your bag or in by your bed and just have it there to smell, to help trigger those positive emotional states. Yeah. So they're super easy to use. I actually like to put salt in. The metal inhaler has this little glass bottle that holds the aromatics. So I like to put salt and make smelling salts in there. I just put my essential oils on the salts, attach the bottle to the tube, and then I have this beautiful, so you can use either salts or the cotton pad that comes with the inhalers. They're super easy to use. If you're not wanting to blend your own essential oils, a lot of aromatherapy companies have like pre-blended synergies that you can put into the inhaler tube, either to reduce stress or help insomnia, reduce anger, just provide a sense of overall well-being, emotional well-being. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have some stories you could share with us, Jade, about the work you've done with clients and seen some transformations occur with the use of aromatics?
Absolutely. So years ago, I was working with a woman who I didn't realize my work would take on or go off into the field of trauma, but it is kind of the area I'm most interested in. And so she was in therapy and was working through her stuff, but she really wanted the support of essential oils for when she was feeling kind of angry. So I made up this personal inhaler. It had German chamomile, lavender, and tangerine. And I just asked her to use it whenever she was feeling this kind of tension, anger, frustration, irritability. And so she actively, I mean, it's really important when we have something, it seems like such a simple tool, but we need to use it, right? So she actively used it. She worked with it through her therapy sessions, you know, which she did with a licensed mental health worker. And she just found it incredibly beneficial, and that it helped her to stay present and calm within herself as she went through this healing process. So that was one. And then even going back to the sweet orange client that I had years ago, she was willing to work with sweet orange even because she realized that her negative response to it was from a childhood trauma. So we just had it not, it wasn't the only oil we used. It was like part of a synergy or a blend that we used. At the time I was doing reflexology. So we would use a little bit of sweet orange in a foot bath or in the cream that I used for the reflexology session. And slowly after she had that recognition that, oh, okay, this smell is associated with a trauma, she was able to rework or renegotiate her feelings around sweet orange so that she could experience the beauty of that essential oil and the beauty of sweet orange. So that's another example of, you know, it's not about avoiding it.
Yeah, it's almost like the process of not letting that smell get power over you. I imagine it wouldn't be nice to go through life every time someone cuts into an orange, you don't even understand why now you feel sad or feel angry, right? Like taking power over those parts of ourselves, I think are really important. And just to have an understanding of them too. Maybe even if you just accept, you know, oh, that smell makes me sad. You know, that's at least understanding why that connection is there, I would think is very important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then I know, you know, I have a teenage son. He's an introvert. He has anxiety when he goes to school and just, you know, it's a low grade. He's quite functioning, but just even to help him out with the anxiety of being at school, being an introvert when so many people are extroverts. So I made up him an inhaler. Again, I like to use lavender, but there's other oils. So lavender, frankincense, and tangerine are essential oils he really enjoys the aroma of. So he has a personal inhaler he can take to school. He can use it, you know, as he needs to. I'm not really sure. I'm not at school with him. He says he uses it at least a couple of times a day. So even with like teenagers, you know, if they have social anxiety or just maybe even a lack of confidence, there are essential oils. You know, just by smelling essential oils, we can experience this slight alteration of our perception. Or, you know, we could use like essential oils that overall are grounding, like vetiver, cedarwood, even frankincense, you know, kind of let it bring us back into ourselves and uplift our confidence in a way. So yeah, he grew up with aromatics, so he loves them. Even just a spritz of lavender hydrosol can help him just, okay, I'm okay. I'm okay.
Yeah. Recenter and regroup. I love it. I've had very similar experiences too, where sometimes you just need that moment of centered, that coming back to the present. And it can be such a powerful moment, and essential oils can do that so quickly. It's really astounding. And when that happens, you can come back to the present moment, and then you are that much more likely to take steps forward to do what needs to be done next, whether that's, you know, to get out of bed and or jump in the shower or move your body or go exercise or go make yourself a cup of tea or call that friend that you know is going to make you feel better. There's just sometimes that little, you need that little bridge, and essential oils can be that bridge so easily. I love it. Well, Jade, tell us a little bit about the course that you had mentioned. You said it was a course about grief that people are taking.
Yes. So we had a special guest lecturer, Marika, who shared, it's a kind of a short program. It's over 2.5 weeks, two sessions actually with a support group as well. And what was powerful about it is her stories, her quotes, her experiences, and how she really evoked this rich meaning behind each essential oil that was recommended in the course. So I feel like, just based even on the feedback we've had from that program, I feel like it really empowered people to, you know, as you were just saying, just sitting with one essential oil can evoke this, okay, I'm okay. And also, what is another step I need to take today in this moment to, you know, feel a little bit better, or to feel a little bit more joy within myself. And so, yeah, that class, I feel like it's a real inspiration. There is a lot of grieving. Do you know, I asked her to teach it because based upon all the things different, you know, people around the world have experienced over the last 3 years, I feel like part of what we need to recognize is there may be a sense of grieving for what is no longer, right? I mean, we're obviously in a different type of world than we were 3 years ago. You know, there's still different people are still kind of processing what they went through over the pandemic year, so to speak. So I feel like being able to utilize different tools, be it essential oils or even taking a walk in the forest, which, you know, is another representation of the power of aromatics, can help just calm and soothe the spirit and give us tools. So yeah, I feel like the course itself empowered people with the tool of aromatics to help them through the grieving process and understand, like, what are the stages of grief? And even just that can help us, okay, I'm in this place and that's okay. And I can hold that. And I'm going to use aromatics again, just to give me that little bit of it's okay. It's going to be okay.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, Jade, this has been so much fun. I always enjoy our chats and the wisdom that you bring to us here on the show. Well, as you know, we always love to ask our guests a couple closing questions. It's always nice to hear how these might change in between the times that we get to chat. But the first is, tell us just one or two self-care practices you try to do every day to stay healthy.
Absolutely. So I'm up in the mountains at the farm for the next, almost the rest of the year. And so I like to take walks. So that's probably, I take a walk in the morning and then just before the sun goes down. And just so that is very helpful to my mental and emotional well-being. And then another one is I'm a big bath person. I love taking aromatic baths. So bathing, top of the list for self-care practice.
I love it. And finally, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Such a great question. Potato chips. Replace them with kale chips.
I love it. That's a great one. I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much, Jade. Again, we'll put a link below for people to find everything they need to connect with you, Jade. And I want to ask you too, because you're so modest, you never gloat about yourself, but I want you to talk a little bit about the aromatherapist certification courses that you offer? Because I get asked that question very often. People will write in and say, you know, I really want to become certified. You know, what course do you recommend? And I'm just unabashedly like, this one, Jade's course, you should certify through the School for Aromatic Studies. There's a lot of great certification courses out there, but I just have always had an affinity for your philosophy and your teachings. I just think they're very approachable and modern, and I just love them. So if you, in your own words, could sort of explain to people what your certification course is like in a way and how it might compare to some other courses out there, then that would be great, because then I can start sharing your words instead of emailing back everyone and giving them my opinion.
I love that. Thank you. So yeah, well, we offer basically three levels of certification, but I'm particularly fond of our what's called a level one. To me, it's a foundations of aromatherapy certification. And so I guess, I mean, I do have to say I've been in the field now 32 years, and I guess I've developed particularly the foundations course for everyone from the existing practitioner, like a massage therapist, to the home user. Because, you know, although I practice aromatherapy and have practiced, one of my driving forces is as a human being, I want to know how to take care of myself and my family. And so I feel like our foundations of aromatherapy certification course really empowers people to use essential oils, you know, for that purpose, to support themselves and their family. And then if they do have a practice in some health profession or a wellness advocate, they can be integrating this knowledge into that as well. And so what do you know, I feel like our course, this foundations of aromatherapy course, it has written content, it has a lot of video content, it teaches people how to blend a range of aromatherapy products, from gels to salt scrubs to inhalers. And then the other, I think, unique thing about me and our school is I've been writing about blending and how to effectively blend through different lenses. Do you know, I think a lot of other schools kind of emphasize a chemistry approach, whereas I feel like, oh, there's actually a whole bunch of different ways you can blend your essential oils, only one of which is chemistry based. You can, you know, blend by plant part or therapeutic action or just intuitive blending. So that I feel like has always made us unique as a school. I wrote my first blending manual in 1992. So it was at a time when, you know, there weren't a lot of ideas around blending. So I feel like that also makes us unique in our approach. And we see aromatherapy as a part of the holistic lifestyle that includes, you know, how well are you eating? Are you getting even just a little exercise, be it walking or yoga or some type of movement that can benefit overall health and well-being as well? And I feel like we try and take the stigma of, you know, kind of this maybe fear-based social media information that's out there and really empower someone. No, I feel confident in my use of essential oils. I feel safe. I'm comfortable using them. And so I feel like that's also part of what we have to offer, a more balanced, what I consider progressive, because we look at all methods of application and just my own unique approach to aromatherapy. So I just want to say thank you, Sam. You've always been so incredibly supportive of me and my school. And of course, we have extend a discount to your listeners for $100 off any certification program that they choose to enroll in through your links.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, that's such a generous offer. I think if people use coupon code REVOLUTION, that works, but we'll put the details to that below for anyone that's interested. But I mean, how could I not? How fabulous is Jade, everyone? And she's just, you're offering the type of education that I would want to take, and that's why I recommend you. And I just love everything that you do. So thank you for what you do. It makes my job a lot easier, right?
Yeah, well, thank you for what you do.
You've got so much knowledge.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And so do you, Sam. And I always love talking with you. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Always great to have you here. And I'm sure we'll have you again. You take care.
Okay, you too.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. Thanks so much for tuning in with us today. You can find show notes, links, swag, and more all on our website at revolutionoilspodcast.com. Don't forget to enter to win our monthly DIY dugout giveaway. You can email us with your original essential oil recipe at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. We'll see you again next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.